Greetings, pilgrims walking with Jesus. It's another day. It's day 22 of our journey with Jesus. It's May 22nd. And here we go again. Let's get ready. Let's grab our stuff, get it all together. Looks like a pretty nice day outside today. A little green tea with cream. A little aromatherapy from the Myrtle and Thyme candle. And we think about yesterday, right before we leave, the way yesterday ended. You know, we had that unique Passover supper last night in that upper room of the Friend of Jesus. And then we had this interesting incident with Peter. And first Jesus told us someone was going to betray him. And then Peter said, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And remember, all of us said the same thing. So now we begin again. And let's take the monks down a notch, and let's go to chapter 14, the longest chapter in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, and we're now at verse 32, chapter 14, verse 32. One more sip, and let's go to this text right now begins in the name of a place that's one of my favorite places on earth. There's a little monastery down in the south central knobs of Kentucky called the Abbey of Our Lady of Gethsemane, which I've been to many, many times, and this is what it's named after, this text right here. So let's go. Verse 32. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took with him Peter and James and John and began to be distressed and agitated. And he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass for him. He said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me. Yet, not what I want, but what you want." He came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to say to him. He came a third time, and he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough! The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." Immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, and with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." So when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. Then they laid hands on him and arrested him. But one of those who stood near drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to them, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me, as though I were a bandit? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." All of them deserted and fled. A certain young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth. They caught hold of him, but he left the linen cloth and ran off naked. And thus concludes our dramatic day with Jesus today, as we get closer and closer to the end of our story. It's getting a little harder and harder each day, even though in the back of our minds we know the story and we know the ending too. This is hard stuff, not just to hear, but to be there with him and to witness to. So let's clear our head and clear our heart. And let's soak in every single word of this part of the Gospel of Mark. And let's ask the Holy Spirit to lead us to the message that God has for us today. Show us in the words what God is saying to us. We begin. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took with him Peter and James and John and began to be distressed and agitated. So again, remembering that Jesus is fully human, this is one of those times when the emotions really show through. We see how human Jesus really is. And even though he himself knows what's to happen and the need for it, that doesn't make it any easier for him. He was distressed and agitated, and he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want." Again, even in the most distressing of circumstances, we get a prayer from Jesus that ultimately prays for God's will, as all prayers are led to do. It's really God's will, not ours. And even though we have our self-will and it leads us to pray and to desire certain things, we should always end them with that saying, "Not what I want, but what you want." He came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And isn't that the challenge for all of us in this spiritual quest we're on with Jesus? The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words, and once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to say to him. He came a third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. Immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, and with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Well, isn't that Jesus' favorite little group right there? He's been antagonizing them and them him throughout the whole gospel. And here in chapter 14, they come, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders, with the crowd carrying swords and clubs. Now, the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." So when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. Then they laid hands on him and arrested him. I think the sense here is that many people, if not most in the crowd, would have known who Jesus was. For them to arrest him in their law, they needed a witness. They needed someone to do the deed of identifying the quote-unquote criminal, which Judas agreed to do with the kiss, which makes it official. But one of those who stood near drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Of course, in another gospel, we are told that that was Simon Peter. Then Jesus said to them, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me, as though I were a bandit? Day after day, I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." All of them deserted him and fled. A certain young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth. They caught hold of him, but he left the linen cloth and ran off naked. So that's a great unknown couple of verses right there, verses 51 and 52, only in the Gospel of Mark. Scholars really are baffled by this one. I mean, we're just guessing here at this point about this circumstance, these two verses. Because it's in the Gospel of Mark, probably the majority who would guess would say it's John Mark, the author of this gospel, a certain young man. Kind of leads us to believe he might be talking about himself. Others say it could be Saul, when his first encounter with who this Jesus would have been. Saul would certainly be around the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. But I'd say the consensus is it's our author, John Mark. But he left the linen cloth and he ran off naked. So the days are getting tough now. The days are getting hard and not just puzzling, but filled with drama and concern. And that's the way it is on May 22nd, episode 22. Let's rest our feet and unpack our bags, and Jesus is coming over. Let's see what he has to say today. It probably is just what we need to hear. Here he is. When things don't go as you would like, okay, so let's stop there. Considering the text we just read, and this is a completely random matchup, isn't it interesting that that's how Jesus starts tonight? I'll let him continue. Well, start over. When things don't go as you would like, accept the situation immediately. If you indulge in feelings of regret, they can easily spill over the line into resentment. Remember that I am sovereign over your circumstances, and humble yourself under my mighty hand. Rejoice in what I am doing in your life, even though it is beyond your understanding. I am the way, the truth, and the life. In me you have everything you need, both for this life and for the life to come. Don't let the impact of the world shatter your thinking or draw you away from focusing on me. The ultimate challenge is to keep fixing your eyes on me, no matter what is going on around you. When I am central in your thinking, you are able to view circumstances from my perspective. And we'll close with those amazing words, considering all the circumstances of the reading, our situation in life today, and our need to have a remedy. And indeed, he is here. Have a blessed day, and we'll speak again tomorrow.